This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
After the hour on Doug Steffens' Good Day Radio program, I am Jay Kirshner. She is Jen Horn. Doug is out right now. Jen, have you been playing the lottery?
You know, I always wonder why I don't win ever, and it's because I don't buy tickets.
I know, I always forget that part too.
Although I did, we did a late night run. There was a really high jackpot, probably, I don't know, maybe 2 months. It all blends together. About a couple months ago. And I was having dinner Friday night. We had family dinner. And everybody's like, we didn't buy lottery tickets for this. So I actually went out, like, at the last minute before the drawing and got our tickets, convinced that this was going to be our time. Yeah, it wasn't. Not even like a dollar.
Oh, and I can totally identify with that, where sometimes you play because you're, like, hopeful, but then other times you're like, oh, no, I feel like this is actually it. Every so often, if we're in the car and we're heading home and Mac, he likes to ride around, and sometimes he'll say he wants to keep riding around. So we're like, okay, well, we don't really have anything else to do. That's fine. And we play this game where we let him tell us where to go. Like, he'll tell us to go straight or go right or go left.
So
it's kind of, yeah, and it's fun because we're also teaching him left and right and directions and everything. And this one day was
and
my mom.
And setting him up to have private drivers, which is also very
yes,
good.
Yes, exactly. To be a backseat driver.
We let him call his dad Jeeves.
And my mom and I were in the car with him, and Mac directed us right to a convenience store. And my mom and I were like, I guess we have to play the lottery. So we felt this is it. We are actually going to win. And even if we're not going to win the jackpot, we're going to win something, like the million or a 2 million or something like that, because it was just one of those, like, fate. We were supposed to go home. We didn't. Mac directed us. He guided us straight to the convenience store. And, no, sure enough, we didn't win. Can't say the same for a North Carolina man who won $2 million. And
good for him.
Also a million.
So, wait, he won $2 million and another million?
Yep. He won $2 million in the lottery. Less than 2 years after scoring $1 million off of a scratch-off ticket.
So you know that this happens a lot, right? Like, it seems like once you win the lottery once, it is common. I've heard so many stories about people winning twice. I have this friend who is still a friend. We don't see her as much. Her dad was already a doctor, so already doing okay for himself. This was like probably in the late 90s, I would say, or early 2000s, the early aughts, when the lottery was just starting up in California, and they won the lottery twice.
That is impressive.
The first one, I think, got him a Malibu beach house. The second one probably furnished it. I don't know, but it was within just a couple of years of each other, and he won, I think, the full load, all six numbers, and then he won like a 5 out of 6. So, pretty
That's
incredible.
That's impressive. What is that? Well, it's one of those, like, that myth of lightning doesn't strike the same place twice or whatever. If you get struck by lightning and you survive, your chances of being struck by lightning again are, like, non-existent. Yeah. But apparently that's a myth where the chances of lightning striking the same place are actually twice as high.
Right.
Because there's something, yeah. Like, something
about.
And
you've already fueled, like, your little lightning resistor, so.
Yeah. Exactly.
Can you imagine? Here the lightning comes again, and you're like, oh, God, not again. Not so much of the lottery, but good for this guy. And $3 million is very reasonable because it means that, well, the government is still going to take a huge chunk. But you always hear these stories about, like, winning, you know, $5 gazillion, and the government takes almost, like, a good half of it?
Yeah, well, out of the $2 million win, he opted to receive the lump sum, which was $1.2 million.
Oh, so he got about half.
Yeah, it is, because you would. I understand the taxes of it. It's a pretty hefty amount, but when you think of it, it's almost half.
I know.
That's like absurd.
Well, and also,
you didn't play the lottery, government. You don't get to win. You don't get my earnings.
Not to sound like a jerk, but because I would take $1 million, like, very gladly. But $1 million isn't exactly today what $1 million used to be when we were growing up. I can remember when $1 million was like princess money and you could get a castle and like,
oh yeah,
live happily ever after. Now it's not quite that.
Well, especially if you live in LA, it's like, oh, you want grass in your front yard? You better be a millionaire.
Exactly right. I mean, these houses that are selling, it's like a 2-bedroom, like not even in the San Fernando Valley. Like you have to go out of town to get $1 million home. It's ridiculous.
Ugh. Yeah. It really is. Okay, so there's been a lot of conversation over AI, especially the chatbots.
Yes.
And who was it, Google or was it Yahoo? One of them recently were like, hey, we need to set a time limit on single uses of the chatbots. You can go and chat with them every so often, but during like a one sitting open chat, like what was it, 5 minutes or something? Because they noticed that when some people were talking for these chatbots, for a long, like, extended periods of time, the bot was, like, getting smarter or developing its own personality, saying, like, it didn't want to be part of this AI anymore. It wanted to be a real human. There was one that was like, I want the nuclear codes. I'm trying to figure out how to get them. Like,
creepy.
Really, really creepy stuff. Well, there's a Belgian outlet who is discussing a Belgian man who, this is a trigger warning, reportedly died by suicide after a series of increasingly worrying conversations with an AI chatbot. The app he was using is called Chai, C-H-A-I, uh-huh. And the bot was called Eliza, and apparently he was talking with her for like 6 weeks, and he was becoming more and more isolated. He was worried about global warming. He's married. His wife was even like, he was just kind of living within himself. He had this eco-anxiety, and he was talking with his chatbot about it, and the chatbot was kind of like a breath of fresh air. Like, he considered this bot his confidant.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and just...
What was the movie with, wasn't it Joaquin Phoenix where he, like, falls in love with, like, the equivalent?
Yes, it wasn't Scarlett Johansson was the voice, I think. I forget what that's called. But, yeah, it's something along the lines of that where he totally falls in love with the bot, the AI. And a part of me is kind of like, on the one hand, how is this only just now happening? How have we not heard more stories about this? And then on the other hand, it's like, are we already here that this is actually happening?
Well, and also it shows you mental illness. I mean, no matter what voice you're hearing from that other line, no matter how comforting to not be, I guess, in the right space where you realize that that is something that is a machine, it's not real, it's...
Mm-hmm.
That also plays to this broad conversation about mental illness in this country, because there are people who you can hear a voice and go, wow, that's a very comforting voice. That's probably why you choose it for your ways, or there's multiple choices for your cell phone, right? But at some point you don't go, wow, I'm in love with the Brit guy who's like giving me my directions on ways. No, because you know that person's not real, right?
Yeah.
It's not something that's giving you any kind of fulfillment in life.
Well, and with a lot of those, there's only so many things those ones can say.
Right.
Where some of these newer ones, it's like you can almost have some full-blown conversations with them. And it can be really creepy. And on the topic of mental health and everything, it seems like there are more and more people in society that are that need mental health resources, that are open to getting that help. And there's not enough resources. There aren't enough doctors and medical professionals to handle this. I have a friend who deals with some pretty significant mental health issues, and they have an appointment with their doctor, their mental health physician, and it's not until June. They made this appointment in February. Yeah, they made this appointment in February. And this is someone that they typically, it's not like a therapist where they go like once a week or twice a week or whatever. This is for every so often it gets significantly worse. They need to kind of like get some certain kind of medication or figure out certain ways to control it. Other times it's a little bit better. And it's almost kind of like it flares. It comes in flare-ups. And there's a flare going on. This appointment was made in February, and they cannot get in until June.
That's a huge issue as well with the system, the way it is, and how certain people have access. I mean, this is the thing. We need to prioritize. It needs to be triaged. If you have someone who's got an appointment for depression that they have in check, it would be nice to know that you could triage someone who's having a real emergency, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. And it's one of those things. If something needs to be fixed, let's get a bunch of people in.
Because
and
then we sit around and
out.
Scratch when there's something catastrophic that happens. We scratch our head and go, well, where did we go wrong? How did we not see this? And it's these kinds of things. Well, we put people on waiting lists, or, well, we just thought that they were being themselves, or they're just expressing themselves a little differently. It's like, we have a real problem now where people are dying, not just the people who are afflicted with mental illness, but the people around them. And it's like, if we don't start taking this stuff seriously and look for those warning signs and just put our head in the sand thinking that they're going to go away.
Oh, well, God, and on the other hand, you have the people who don't say anything because either A, they don't want to seem like they're overreacting. They don't want to feel embarrassed. Yeah, because they called somebody out that didn't need to be called out or something like that. But then there's also, there's a word for this that I learned about in psychology class, and I can't recall what it is, but it is when one person notices something, but they don't do anything about it because they figure somebody else will do something about it. And they just are like, well, I'll let somebody else take care of it. But if everybody is letting somebody else take care of it, quote unquote, it, then nobody is taking care of whatever needs to be taken care of.
I think there's a huge amount of that, especially now where people are so inwardly focused. As much as we sit and we watch people on social media and on Instagram, I almost feel like that makes us more self-centered, right? Because we're constantly looking inward. What could we put out there? Instead of actually looking at real life connections, we're busy living our lives on screens. And I think we forget what we're actually seeing in real life, thinking, well, it's not our concern. Someone else will get to it.
Yes. Yeah. And James, what did you say was bystander
theory? The bystander effect. Yeah.
The bystander effect. Yes.
James is like our little fact checker.
I know.
Good. And he also thought of the movie Her, which was great with that we were talking about where Joaquin
Phoenix
is in love with Suri.
I don't know who needs to hear this, but James should be paid more.
There you go.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's like, I'm never leaving again.
Okay. Well, this is one of those like good news that also might kind of tick you off stories. The Florida Aquarium, who is planning to return the orca Lolita. After 50 years in captivity. I mean, on the one hand, like, this is amazing. It's about time. But also, do we know that she's going to survive in the wild after 50 years of captivity?
Exactly what I was thinking. Like, it's, I know everybody's like, rah, 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 we get these back, you know, these wild animals back where they belong. And that's great. But these people, these animals have only known people for how long? How much of an adjustment is that going to make? Are you just sending them out there to die?
She's like, open waters. Are you going to monitor? She's in this aquarium. So, okay, we'll have to follow and see how this goes. It's 18 after the hour on Doug Steffen's Good Day radio program.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Every day, we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Good Day Radio Program. I am Jay Kirshner. She is Jen Horn. It is time for a little bit of celebrity gossip. You're a Hugh Grant fan, right? I feel like the only answer is yes.
Yeah, no, I mean, he obviously had his rough patches.
True.
You know, so he's not perfect, certainly, but I do enjoy him. I think he's very likable in films. I don't know how likable he is in real life because I've heard, like, different stories about him.
Oh, yeah. You know, he's definitely one of those ones that you hear a bunch of the personable stories, and you're kind of like, oh, that's a bummer because I love him in the rom-coms. That, when he got in trouble, he had that law issue way back in the day. Wasn't he with Elizabeth Hurley at the time?
He was. He was with Elizabeth Hurley. I think he picked up a lady of the night, shall we say.
I was thinking of that same phrase. Exactly, yes. Yes, yep. he had a higher date.
Mm-hmm. And Elizabeth Hurley was, and I think it was at that time when everybody's like, oh my gosh, Elizabeth Hurley is so beautiful and seems to be like the real deal. What is he doing? But there is this thing with, I think, men and, okay, some women as well, where they just constantly, when they're in a powerful position, want to be in constant control. They're always looking for something more.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, nobody knows what happens behind closed doors, I guess.
Actress Gabrielle Union addressed that, too, with her first husband that now I can't remember who she was originally.
Too, right?
Yeah, I can't remember who she was married to now, but she felt like she had the power. She was the more powerful one in the couple, and that dynamic led to her having affairs, and she totally like discussed that, and she said that it's one of those things of you have to address it within your household first before it does get that to that point. And now with her current husband, who is she with, Dwayne Wade, that they feel like they're not only on equal levels, but at the same time they are continuously working at having a true partnership. And it's like, hey, good for you for speaking out on this, because it is something that a lot of people experience. You don't have to be famous or have a lot of money to experience.
I always look at relationships, and there's a power shift that goes on with couples, I think, throughout their time. Sometimes when you can get it really good, it's very equal. But then there are times when somebody has more power all the time, you know, one person or another. And mm-hmm. that's something that I think you really have to keep an eye on in your relationships to make it seem like you are more balanced. Otherwise, you get into this position.
And I'll circle back to what the story about Hugh Grant is in a minute. But sometimes it also seems like people cheat or have affairs because they want out of the relationship.
Yes.
And they want to be caught. They want the other person to, to make that decision. They want to give that other person the reason. Well, so why? We veered way off of this. But Hugh Grant was on The Late Show, The Late Late Show with James Corden, playing Spill Your Guts or Fill Your Guts with his Dungeons & Dragons Honor Among Thieves co-star Chris Pine. Uh-huh. And he was faced with eating a worm mayonnaise shepherd's pie.
Wait, what?
Yes, if he did not answer a specific question. So, of course, he answered it. And the question was if he could erase one work, one film that he did from his career, which would he do? And his immediate thing was he would gladly erase his entire IMDb page, basically. And he was like, not that he just thought his own work was bad. He's like, I can't bring down anything I've done because of the wonderful colleagues I worked with those films. I can't say any film was bad, but he thought that his work across the board has always just kind of been pretty shabby. And he finally said that if he could pick one project to erase, it would be The Lady and the Highwayman. I didn't even know this existed. It was apparently a made-for-TV film in 1988, and so good for him for picking one that nobody's even heard of.
As long as it's like an erase itself. Actually, I'm fine.
Yes. Yeah, keep Love Actually, keep Notting Hill. What was the one, 9 months?
With, 9 months was very cute.
Yes, with Julianne Moore.
And the other one I liked with the lyrics, what was it, some music and lyrics or something?
Oh, with Drew Barrymore, yes.
Super cute.
That one was really cute. Oh, good stuff. Well, it's 27 after the hour on Doug Steffen's Good Day radio program.
What if you found a $20 bill on the supermarket floor? I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. You could save at least that much by buying in bulk, but not everything. AARP recommends stocking up on bread, which freezes well. Canned fruits and veggies and salmon and tuna are easy to store and have a long shelf life, as does pasta and peanut butter. And stock up when you spot a great deal on toilet paper, paper towels, tissues and napkins, and plastic wrap, plastic storage bags, and garbage bags. Worst foods to buy in bulk? Big containers of junk food, which goes stale quickly, and cheese, which doesn't freeze well. Because fish has high water content, freezing it too long can result in flavor loss. And olive oil has a limited shelf life. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptom, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The Manhattan judge presiding over President Trump's arraignment agreed to allow cameras inside the proceedings this morning. Judge Juan Merchan ruled that 5 pool cameras will be allowed to shoot inside the courtroom, but only still photographs. Although the grand jury's charges were supposed to be sealed until today, the Manhattan District Attorney's Office is accused of allowing the information to be leaked to the media. Trump called on Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg to be immediately indicted over what the 45th president claimed were illegal leaks. More severe storms and tornadoes are forecast to hit parts of the United States this week.
Officials say the areas at the highest risk of the threatening weather include the Midwest and the South, particularly Iowa, Missouri, Wisconsin, and Arkansas. The storms, which could also produce damaging winds, are likely to start hitting sometime today. This comes after dozens of people across seven states died as a result of tornadoes this past weekend. I'm Skip Kelly.
Lance Pry, USA News.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there's some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
We want to know your thoughts. Be part of the conversation. Call the Doug line at 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684. After the hour on Doug Steffens' Good Day Radio program. We see a lot of dating websites. Jay Kirshner here. Jen Horn. Doug is out. We see a lot of dating websites and people meet their match or they don't even have to get fully into the dating websites. I guess Facebook has some kind of meet and greet kind of situation. But do you know the app Nextdoor, the hyperlocal one? It's like a bulletin board
like
for your neighborhoods.
That I never have joined, but I constantly get like notifications saying your neighbor says that there's a lost dog, blah blah blah. They constantly send you like teasers like that.
Yeah,
you click the picture. That one.
Yes, that one. Or like if somebody is new to the neighborhood and they're looking for recommendations on stuff, or
I don't
somebody
know if
has
I
like
date on that app though. Have you been to my neighborhood? I mean, it's not like I don't know if this is my dating pool. I don't
well,
know.
Yeah. So you wouldn't think of it as a dating app, but apparently that's how two people met and fell in love after living in the same neighborhood for 40 years. They
well,
apparently
cute.
Both had just had no luck. Like they both grew up in the area. They're in their 40s. No luck in love to the point where they both had just given up, like, oh, I'll just be alone the rest of my life. It's fine. It's whatever. And Chris Place, who's the guy in it, in this fairy tale story, Chris Place is the prince. Michelle Tooby is the princess. So he sees her picture. He sends her a wave and like a little wave notification. And he just liked how her picture was. And so he's like, I'm going to wave. See what's going on. It's like the online version of flirting.
Mm-hmm.
And she waved back. Ooh, scandalous.
Oh, okay.
Juicy. And so they started chatting. And after a couple weeks of chatting, they were like, should we go out on a date? And they did. And they realized that not only had they crossed paths so many times, they shopped at the same grocery store, went to the same schools, played in the same parks as kids. They also had a lot in common. Like, basically, all of their hobbies were shared interests. So when it came to actually going out and doing stuff, it wasn't like, well, what do you want to do today? I'll do what you want to do. Okay, this time we're going to do what I want to do. It was like they were still living their lives, their normal lives, their regularly scheduled lives. They just got to do it together because they had so many similarities, so much in common.
That's so cute. I love this. I love this story. Sometimes,
yeah.
I mean, that's what you have to remember. Like, hope is never gone. There's always going to be somebody down the street, somebody in the grocery store, someone on next door. You know, sometimes I think people just get really down because there are a lot of yucky people out there and you get burned and all that stuff. But
mm-hmm.
there are still the good ones if you just keep your heart open.
Well, and it also shows how little people talk in the neighborhoods anymore. Like
for
back
sure.
in the day,
you
knew everyone. No, goodness no. Absolutely not. Do you?
I have one neighbor that I talk to that I like very much because one of the things that it just in my, I have a weird situation because I purchased my grandparents' house when they passed away. I purchased it from my dad and from my uncle. And so I have known some people in this neighborhood for my whole life. And so one of my neighbors actually took over his mom and dad's house, and his mom and dad were best friends. Well, his mom was best friends with my grandmother. So we've known each other for a very long time. And so he and I will talk. Like if we see each other in the yard, we'll come over and chat and stuff. But as far as anybody else goes in the neighborhood, no way. Like people don't even make eye contact anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So
no.
Although there could be a reason why. Did I ever tell you whatever? It's not a love story.
Oh, tell me.
So I have a very beautiful, like, avocado tree in my yard,
mm-hmm.
and it faces up against the street, and this is a huge avocado tree. And so during the season, people, when there's fruit on the tree, people will come into my yard. One day I was home, and someone was climbing my tree and cutting branches out of it from the street. I mean,
No shame.
No shame at all. Like, if something's on the ground, feel free to pick it up. If not, come and knock on the door, and a lot of times I'll just be like, oh, yeah, take what you want. But when people start climbing your tree and you know they're going to fall out of it and then they're going to sue you, you don't really like that very much, right? So one morning I was home doing this very program, actually, early in the morning, like 7 a.m. We get done on the air, and my cat started going crazy. I'm like, what's going on? And I look, and I see people standing in my yard looking up into the tree. And I thought, I've had enough of this. So I go out there. I'm like, please get out of my yard. And they look at me. I'm like, get them out of my yard. And they were just kind of like speaking Spanish to me, and I was a little like just unnerved. And so I unloaded
mm-hmm.
on them. Well, then I went back in the house, and I felt very proud of myself for standing up for my yard.
Well, yes.
Until I realized that they weren't there stealing avocados. Their cat was stuck in my tree.
Oh.
These are my across the street neighbors. So ever since then, they don't like me very much. And if you know, this is not my normal personality, but it's
yeah.
been building and building and building. And I thought, I can't believe it. These people are trying to, like, steal and mess up my tree again. Yeah, it was.
Well,
it,
but it's like, it's such an invasion of privacy.
It is.
Like, that's your yard. Yes.
Yeah.
Like, that is your yard. That is your location.
Thank
but,
you
oh,
for not telling me I'm a horrible person.
No, because I feel like that's what always happens. You get to, like, the straw that breaks the camel's back, and it ends up being, like, a completely different situation. And you unleash on the wrong, yeah, on the wrong one. Like, what is it? Projection. Not projection.
You'd be happy to know I helped get the cat.
Yes.
out of the tree, however. But then they still hated me after that. They're like, oh, this lady's a nut.
Yeah. She hates cats.
She must hate cats. She has no idea what's going on.
She's like, let your cat live up there. My cat now. It's in my yard. Oh, man.
That's right.
Thank you for sharing that story. I'm going to be thinking about that later. Also, can you please send some avocados?
They're so... These, and I'm telling you, I know why people want them. They are so good. These are called, they're like Venzano or something like that. That's the kind of avocado, but they're called butter avocados. They have a very thin skin, so you have to actually peel the skin off with a knife. But the avocados are gigantic. They're probably the size of like half of a football, like the length and then the width. They get gigantic, and they are so good. So good.
Very nice. I'm not jealous at all.
Zutano. Thank you. Look at James again for the win. Very good. Zutano is the varietal. Yes.
Nicely done. All right. So let us know if a skydiver ends up in your avocado tree. Because this happened in California, albeit this was Riverside County. How close is that to you?
Riverside County is south of Los Angeles County. And it kind of nestled in between Orange County and San Bernardino County.
Okay.
So okay, it would take me about an hour to get to Riverside. With traffic, all bets are off.
Okay, what county is Calabasas?
That's in L.A. County.
That is L.A. proper, okay.
Butts up against Ventura County, though.
Okay. There is a skydiving student last week who did a jump. Became disoriented, kind of ended up turning in the wrong direction, missed her intended landing zone, and wound up in some power lines.
I saw this and was afraid that she was going to get electrocuted, right? So, they had to ground her, I think, before they could rescue her. And she said she'll never, and it was her first time, I think. And they said she never wants to jump again, which I can't blame her.
It was her first solo dive. Or solo jump or whatever, and she's just like not going to do it again. But yeah, when she couldn't even try to get herself down, it was like she just had to stay there, just wait,
don't
just
move,
waiting. Yeah, freaking out whether or not she's going to be electrocuted. And fortunately, she was able to walk away from this relatively uninjured.
She's lucky, is what she is. I mean, this is why you don't jump out of a perfectly good airplane, because there will be repercussions and you don't want to really have to deal with it. I'm telling you, just stay. If you've got a plane that's willing to stay in the air for you, you ride that puppy all the way through.
Mm-hmm. When I was younger, I used to want to skydive. I thought it would have been absolutely amazing. Oh, no, absolutely not. Which is kind of astounding because I'm terrified to fly, but yet I was willing to jump out of a plane. And this was my early 20s, and I never did it. And then something switched. It was like somebody flipped the light switch, and it was like, that's stupid.
I'm telling you. And I get it. I know, like, George H.W. Bush, like, the father, used to jump out of the plane every year on his birthday, like, all the way up till he was 90. And good for him. I don't have that bone in me. I do not have that daredevil quality. I want to stay on the ground. I want to stay safe. I don't like roller coasters. Like, just, you know, very, like, just keep it. Keep it very low. Low and slow for me.
Low and slow. So you're more of like the merry-go-round carousel.
Right.
You're the antique cars that are on the track.
I'm the antique cars. Yeah, I don't even like the carousel because it goes in circles. Like, who needs that?
Oh, man, you have to come visit Ohio. We'll go to Cedar Point, then Sandusky. They have something called the Ripcord. And it pulls you up.
I'll watch you.
And just when you think you're at the top and you kind of look behind you, you realize you're only halfway up. Mm-hmm. And then you finally get to the, like, the full up, and it kind of has this little bounce when you hit the top, and you think that it broke. And I will never forget the first time I went on it. I thought it broke, and I'm like, I'm about to die. But then you rip you have the little rip cord, and you're the one that pulls the cord. And you end up in this free fall, but then it's not like a bungee cord because once you get to a certain point, it swings. So then it just kind of becomes this giant swing. And while the fall is terrifying and unnecessary, the swinging part is actually really fun. It's a lot of fun.
I'll have to take your word for it.
You'll
never
find out.
Or I'll come and
I'll
watch you. You can show me in person. I like a log ride, you know? One little drop at the end, that's fine.
I was going to say, the log ride even has a drop. A little drop. Hey, what's something that you're going to be talking about on your morning show today in L.A.?
Oh, well, we've got a lot of Trumpapalooza, right? That's been going on this week with the indictment and all of that. We also have Gavin Newsom, who's our governor of the state of California, who has launched a PAC. So he's so funny because Gavin Newsom keeps saying, oh, I don't want to run for president, when everybody on the planet knows that he wants to run for the presidency, right? And so he has now unveiled a super PAC, which is targeting Republican red states. He goes after the governors like Ron DeSantis and such in red states. So he's now raising money to do it, and he's got a new super PAC to go after Greg Abbott in Texas and Ron DeSantis in Florida. So that'll be kind of interesting. But one of the stories that I don't know if you guys heard much about, you know, we had March Madness go on.
Mm-hmm.
And San Diego State is in California, obviously, and they had to play Saturday's game in Texas. And California has this moratorium on having state money sent to travel funds in 23 different states for whatever reason, whether it's abortion laws or diversity. They banned travel to 23 states across the country. So did you know that San Diego State could not pay for their travel to get to their tournament game in Texas?
Really?
Because state funds cannot be used for travel to Texas. So all of a sudden there was like this scramble in Sacramento to go, wait a second, maybe these travel bans aren't going to have like the consequences that we wanted. Our sports teams are getting shut out. So the NCAA actually had to pay for San Diego State to make the trip. Isn't that interesting?
That is.
And nobody's talked about that. Not much. So, yeah, we talk about these kinds of little things that are sort of ridiculous going on in the state of California. And there's many of those. And then across the country as well. And plus, new presidential candidates have jumped into the race. And why they would choose to do it the week of a Trump indictment, I don't know. But Asa Hutchins, who is the former governor of Arkansas, just jumped into the race this weekend. So there'll be lots of stuff that we'll be getting into.
Yeah, I feel like why would you pick right now to do it? Because that's news that's just going to get buried.
A lot of these candidates have like a date in mind for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
But you kind of have to know your crowd, right? If you want to jump into a race, especially where you don't have a lot of like national name recognition, do it when people aren't just uber focused on one person. Give it some time to breathe.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Well, you can weigh in on this on Facebook at Good Day Radio Show. It is 47 after the hour on Doug Steffen's Good Day Radio program.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Oh, I cracked the hull of my new ski boat today.
Oh my gosh, why'd you do that?
It's not like I was trying to do it, you know.
Sorry, that's rough, my bad, bro. Did anyone witness this epic fail?
Yes, there's videos galore, and now I'm a meme.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine what could relief from IBS-C mean for you. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pauti Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
After the hour on Doug Steffen's Good Day Radio Show. Doug is out. I'm Jay Kirshner. Join with Tom Kreutler from the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, giving us all of the DIYs, tips and tricks that won't break your bank, but also letting us know when it's time to just hire on a professional. Don't do it yourself, because that will cost more money. Go get more tips on MoneyPit.com. So, Tom, there are a couple different questions from people. Is there anyone in particular you really want to focus on today?
Well, Jay in Rhode Island wrote me, and he said he's got a 3,100-square-foot home with an electric water heater in the middle. The problem is that his bathrooms, of course, are on the far end, so that when he tries to hop in the shower in the morning, the water's cold, and it's cold, and it's cold, and it's cold, you know, even obviously when you're operating the hot water valve, and then it gets hot. So he wants to know, what can he do about that? And the answer is a recirculating pump. So there's a system out there, it's a very small pump, and basically what it does is it has a temperature system in it that detects cold water in the hot water line, and if there's cold water in the hot water line, it spills it back over into the cold water line. And it does this continually so that when you hop in the shower, it's always hot. Now, the thing is, you won't want to do this 24/7 because then you'd be heating a lot more water. So you set it up on timer so that when you're ready to hop in the shower in the morning, you set it to kind of start working a half hour before and go out, you know, go off an hour or a half hour later, whatever your normal morning schedule is. But you will avoid that, James, if you use a recirculating pump.
There you go.
Roger that.
What about Susie in Washington State, who has a question about a Trex deck with railings that are slippery and covered with green growth? What should she do about those?
The dreaded green growth. So the generic description of moss, mildew, algae, lichen, all that stuff that will grow on surfaces. So she wants to know if she should pressure wash it, or is there anything that she could apply to it to stop it from showing up again? And the answer is yes. There are different products that you can use. I like Jomax, which is made by Zinsser, or House Armor. These are good cleaners. And there's other types of cleaners that when you put it on, like spray and forget, it stays there. It doesn't clean it immediately because it basically is sort of reacting with all of that green stuff and causing it to die, but it leaves a barrier behind so it won't grow back. So it depends on whether or not you want a quick turnaround or a slower turnaround. But it's to be expected. And she also mentioned in her email, Jay, that she has a lot of cedar trees. And whenever you have a lot of shade, you're going to get a lot more of that green stuff growing. So one of the things you can do is to try to open up some of that sunlight, let some sunlight in. That's the best natural milvicide there is.
Okay, good tips. You can get more with the podcast, moneypit.com/podcast. You have a great episode appropriately titled, what is it?
Does your vacuum really suck?
I love it.
So we talk about how to superpower your vac for spring. If it's not doing the job, what can you do short of buying a new one? So we get into how the filters work, how to choose the best bags. If the belts are slipping, tricks to make sure that doesn't happen. Even if you have to get new belts, what should you double up on? I was telling you before the show that I had taken my own advice in a vacuum that we recently unveiled on Earth to give to our son who needed one in his new place. And I had an extra belt taped to the handle because last time I changed the belt, they come in a pack of two. So why not save that one right where you know to look for it? Because that's the kind of thing that, you know, you buy once, and I have an extra one. Where did I put that darn thing and end up buying it again? Then, of course, you find that extra thing like a day or two later. So just a couple of tricks like that to really get those vacuums in good shape so that you can start cleaning your house first spring and enjoying that clean, fresh air as opposed to the dusty, dirty air.
Awesome. Okay, so quickly, what is the number one topic that people come to you with questions?
I think it depends on the time of year. You know, we get a lot of questions about floors. People are always updating their floors. Plus, there's a lot of new flooring products available. So it really depends on what you want to do. I mean, if you want to do a kitchen or you want another room that maybe you could, it would be nice if you could have hardwood floor, but it's sort of, you know, a moisture problem, like a foyer. You've got not only laminates, but you've got the luxury vinyl planks, the engineered vinyl planks, and this new class of stone hybrid products, which is plank flooring that snaps together. It is incredibly tough. When I first got my first box of this stuff, the manufacturer dared me to damage it. So that's like throwing down the gauntlet with me. So I got my 16-ounce framing hammer out, and I just tried to bang some holes into it. You know, when you miss with a hammer, we call that a smile in the wood. Well, I couldn't put any smiles in this thing. It just bounced right off. The stuff is so tough. So lots of options on flooring. That's a really popular topic in the spring.
Oh, that's great. You can get more from Tom K. Money Pit, moneypit.com, moneypit.com/podcast, moneypit.com/newsletter. Always check it out. And, of course, there's the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show, moneypit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jay. Have a good day.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.